88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments each Wednesday morning with Kimberly Eckert, psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Continuing our April discussion into May here, looking at all the different types of the Enneagram learning style.
So today, we're heading into the head types, and the first is the investigator. So head types react with analysis first. They connect with other people on an intellectual level and make sense of the world by understanding the systems and theories that underline what they observe. So we are going to cover types 5, 6, and 7 as part of this head group, but today we're going to stay focused on the investigator.
Okay.
So 5. Oh, I love 5. They seek understanding and knowledge. They are way more comfortable with data than sometimes they are with people. And their biggest fear is being overwhelmed by their own needs or the needs of other people. So the Enneagram 5s are defined by their desire to conserve their energy and to avoid being drained by engagement with the outside world. They focus on being knowledgeable and competent. So they are usually very smart people, so that they can be as self-sufficient as possible. So their deepest fear is being overwhelmed by their own needs and needs of others. Their core motivation, 5s are motivated by a desire, Mike, to be competent and possess a strong understanding of their environment. So their motivation drives them to be in a nearly constant state of learning and knowledge accumulation. So we've been talking about the passion and the virtue of each of these learning styles. And the 5's passion is avarice. This is the need to protect your time, space, and energy. And their virtue, as they get healthier, is non-attachment, realizing that there is enough to meet their own needs and that of others. And Ian Cron describes beautifully that in their new story, 5s discover that their understanding, insight, and curiosity can be harnessed in service to people and causes outside of themselves. So my growth tip for Enneagram 5 is practice healthy hobbies that get you out of your head, like going running or joining an exercise class, and explore your emotions. 5s really benefit from stepping out of their heads and into the emotions that God has given us that sit within our body.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kimberly. I still have to figure out what I am, but I always find that there's a little bit of me in everything I've learned so far.
Yes, and that's really accurate. So the reality is that we're going to find traits or personality traits of all 9 types in us, but there's just one that tends to be more dominant in each of us.
Okay, well, I think I'll wait and hear them all, and then I'll see if I can guess before I do the
good
test.
Good plan.
We'll continue looking at the head types of the Enneagram next week with type number 6. But for now, Kimberly, you can share a little bit about Eckert Center.
Well, I want to welcome back Jason Bosch. So he is a psychologist who began his career with me, and I'm so excited that he has returned to Eckert Center. And he is particularly passionate for young adults trying to launch into the adult world and relationship counseling. And also a big welcome to Madison Stevenson, who is a psychology university student and is now our resident blogger. And she will continue to dialogue on the Rosenberg Reset that was so well received by listeners in March.
Awesome. EckertCenter.com. You can find out more there. You can also book an appointment at their north or south locations online as well. Kimberly, I know you bless somebody each week with a free initial visit. Who's that going to?
Let's go with caller number 3 today.
Caller 3 right now at 403-276-8888. Thanks, Kimberly. We'll continue this discussion next week.
I look forward to it.